I used to tell me, no, please. No, that thing you just said, now every influencer is a clout chaser.
I mean,
have I chased clout before in your eye?
You guys tend to go to every single event and that's act like you're invited.
True. But well, we are invited.
No, you. No, you're invited. Uh-huh, yeah, but like, yeah. Some people are not invited. I know. I see them outside asking for tags. I see that.
Hey, hey, not you going there. Wow. Wahala. It was what I said. It's not me. Please.
I don't even know what
I
saying.
I said what I said.
But yeah, you said something. I kind of have a brisky voice. I really like it. Let me, let's have it. No, you have to tell me. You have to tell me. Because I want to answer the question.
I told you this in confidence.
He said, let me have it.
Who are cloud chasers?
Who are cloud chasers? That's what we're on the matter today.
Elvis, what do you do?
My name is Elvis.
Hi. Hi. Oh, we'll do it again. We'll do it again.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Elvis.
Elvis.
I'm a television presenter, social media content creator, you know.
That is,
are you an influencer?
Not yet.
But you do plan on being an influencer?
If my life tilts towards that direction,
so
no
by
problem.
Your logic, you're planning on being a cloud chaser.
Oh, I don't mind. I'm chasing clouds as I am right now.
Hey,
yeah.
I
have no problem chasing clouds.
I love
the
it.
Right cloud.
What is right cloud and what is wrong cloud?
Okay, I feel like right cloud is the one that leads to like a good.
In whose head? The person chasing the cloud or the good of the society?
But isn't that the point of clout chasing?
I feel like a balance. There should be a balance between good for yourself and good for the society. That's good clout.
Uh-huh.
So they are chasing clout for, you are overdoing a climate change. And you're always talking about it. You don't need to let the matter rest. It's clout chasing, but it's for the good of the world.
Climate change is not resting. Like, global warming is not resting on its own now.
Well, I've answered the question. I've answered it. But bad clout is when you're doing something, you are constituting nuisance. That's bad clout.
Give us an example.
Wait, before we get, let me see. Because according to like the dictionary meaning of a clout chaser,
yeah.
It says a person who attempts to gain political or social power and influence, especially through association or conflicts with public figures. But this is not Nigeria's definition of clout chasing because, yeah, a lot don't be doing this. You people is so much, much worse than what it is here.
Can I link clout chasing to our council culture as well?
Like, do we have council culture in Nigeria though?
We're getting there. I think after the situation that's just happened with Naira and all of that, we are investing in council culture.
I'm not so sure because the same Twitter and the same internet that was shouting, oh, we're canceling Malia music. Somebody dropped something
and they're like, oh, is this the person who expects us to council? We can't cancel. We don't have the balls for things like that.
I feel like we have a period where we're like, oh, we're going to cancel this person, we're going to cancel this person. But inherently, are you still streaming this person's music?
Yes,
when you
are.
Go to the club, are you holding people accountable for playing this person's music? If this person's songs come up on your radio, are you going to turn it off? I mean, there's some artists that I've cancelled personally, not going to mention their names, so their fan base will not come and be attacking me. Red caps. But yeah, I'm not like,
I don't think we can cancel.
There's a particular,
if we could cancel, if Nigerians could have, if we had cancel culture, we wouldn't have a lot of leaders that we have now.
Word.
Okay, let me be on the other end of it. I feel like it works both ways. Sometimes cancel culture, in other words, where people do cancel culture, I feel like it takes away from the forgiving culture. Because these people that we cancel are in the limelight and that doesn't stop them from being human. We all make mistakes. We all do something, blah, 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 blah. So that cancel culture, I feel like sometimes it doesn't give people the chance to redeem themselves.
Do you think everybody should be allowed to redeem themselves? Because honestly, in my opinion, there are some people that, like I said, I'm not God. Number one, I'm not God. Number two,
but the Bible
I've never
says we are the gods of the earth. So we are God.
No, that's right. Yeah. In my own right, yes. But one thing I've never claimed to do is not be a hypocrite. I'm a hypocrite and I've owned it with my full chest. I will not lie about that. There are certain matters I have cognitive dissonance on, which means you can do what I'm saying, but don't do what I'm doing. There are some people that I think, honestly, that should not be redeemed. And I don't think it's everybody that deserves forgiveness because the person you have wronged has suffered from your wrong. Mm-hmm. That other people say, okay, fine, in this life, don't allow anybody to kill you because, God forbid, your enemy will die. That person will go and beg God for forgiveness and everything is forgiven. I don't think everybody should be redeemed because we didn't know before the right and wrong.
I also feel like in the history of people that have been cancelled here, it's not just one thing that led to their cancellation. It was over and over and something did like years back. And suddenly did now reflects that in the day. So no, it's not just, you don't just steal Biro and say, oh, you are cancelled. You must have stolen Biro, 1 million naira, and said the snake took it.
Thief in general, you just
exactly.
Everything.
Exactly. So all no right. One gets cancelled.
Okay, so not cancel culture now.
Clout chasers.
Clout chasing. What defines, so I was asking, what's the opposite of clout chasing? Because then if you're a clout chaser, what makes you say that you're not? What's the, say if you're a thief, the opposite of thief is somebody who does not steal. Do you get what I mean? So what's the opposite of somebody who... You're not a thief. So if you're saying that all influencers are clout chasers, I feel like I'm a soft influencer.
I'm sorry, but I don't think you can tie clout chasing strictly to Nigeria. Like, I know as Nigerians, we get shook forehead. Who has seen this Korean movie? What's it? It's not
Celebrity? Yeah, I love it.
I feel like we're still learning work, to be very honest, honestly, compared to clout chasing in other places. That thing will,
She chased clout and died and chased clout in ghost form. Came back to life.
I still chase clout. Should I upload it to after?
It's a good show.
But
then I think in my like streamlining it to Nigeria now, because I think in most instances where we have people, I feel like clout chasing is really tied to activism.
Yes.
Nowadays in Nigeria, I feel like there's a very thin line with what you would call, or who you would call an activist and who you would call a clout chaser, because most of the issues that we see people chasing clout around are issues concerning activism. Okay. We're trying to get justice for somebody. Mm-hmm. Somebody was wronged. Something happened to this person. Somebody has fallen sick. Somebody's trying to raise funds. And then how do you now know that, okay, this is coming from, because like we said, you said, oh, the difference between clout chasing and activism is your intention. I don't think it's your intention, because some people are very delulu. You know how they said to be delulu is the solulu? Yeah. Some people are delusional and operating under that delusion that what they are doing is the right thing. So for them, their intentions are pure. But it's not pure, because it's obvious to the rest of us. So who now determines if that is it your intention pure to yourself or to the rest of society? And how do you draw the line between activism and clout chasing?
So wait, I disagree with something you just said now, that clout chasing is to do with being activist. I feel like it could be relevant to everything. For example, like Big Brother, there's certain things that happen in Big Brother, and I feel like they just jumped on this guy for clout chasing. They knew he was someone popular, and they just kind of attached themselves to get themselves further in the game. So I don't think it's. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, like, I get what you mean. We were
speaking about this before.
Yeah,
who's that?
You know, I don't know. I feel like a very typical example of clout chasing. A lot of side talk. Anyways, you know this clout chasing, with this Big Brother issue, yeah. So with the, I don't know if I could if I can say.
Say. No, please say. All right. Oh my god.
You already signed the conditions. Yeah. Everything applies. Good.
So you know the way Tony Bad was moving in the house, and everyone was always, oh, she's doing too much, she's doing outside. Other housemates that weren't even on the show started saying a couple things that were quote unquote false. Do you get what I mean? That is like a prime example of chasing clout, no activism, that's no also, social good. Society would remain the same with or without that statement. Yes, you said it. Mm-hmm. And you know it's false. Mm-hmm. And you admitted it is false.
Yeah.
So you get, so I feel like the Nigerian... So
that's what I'm saying. Clout chasing is not just to not do just with activism. It's to just sometimes do for no good cause reason, trouble.
Nothing.
Of course, problem. You don't want peace. You don't want peace.
You want problems. And sometimes it doesn't even lead to problems.
It's just rubbish.
It's just nonsense.
But it does lead to problems, because I feel like the people that you lie on, it affects them.
True.
Like when you speak to like socialites and stuff, like there's certain conversations that we've had with Nia, and like it's made him feel a type of way that people said X, Y, Z about him. And whoever even made up this rumor, they have no freaking clue the damage that they've caused elsewhere.
True.
So I feel like it does cause a damage. It's just who's on the receptive end, you know? So yeah, I think clout chasing is not just about being activist. It can be related to anything, absolutely anything.
You know, this Twitter user, Daniel Rega, that guy.
Yeah, I feel like I create content around poverty and how to be broke. But okay, cool.
God, please, may I never be broke in Jesus' name. This will be my story.
You know, I feel like he doesn't even see. He always looks for trouble because it's interesting.
Bad publicity pays now.
You understand? I think there was a time that Davido promised to give a sum to orphanages for his birthday. Any tweet Davido makes, leave this boy alone. And it's like, because Nigerians, like, we like things like that. People started following him.
Yeah.
He became slightly more popular. Yeah. Then he started talking to everybody. Not everyone needs your opinion. Yes, I understand that the social media, it's a forum. Everyone has the right to say whatever they want to say.
Unfortunately. But
yeah, so we don't need it sometimes. I don't want to. And the thing is that he has a very scary profile picture. So each time he's under anyone's comments, it's always there glaring.
It stands out. Oh my
God. Yeah, his hairline is like in a
bed. Oh my God. Yes. God's creatures.
No, that's not my point. He just does too much.
And you know one thing I find really funny, not funny, but really crazy about it is that you're always attacking Davido did this, Davido did that. Oh yeah, how much have you dropped? How much have you contributed towards this cause? No, it's to be sewing four boxers from one Ankara that you are doing. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry to sidetrack this conversation. I need you to explain to me, what is the logic behind Ankara boxers? I mean, Ankara is quite uncomfortable enough as it is.
Boxers are supposed to be cotton now.
It's supposed to Ankara be cotton. Like, let your balls breathe.
I mean, I don't know, but it's Ankara cotton. Because it's supposed to... If you sweat guys, on Ankara, it gets drenched. Why are we even judging
somebody that has already accepted that poverty is their life? I don't get it.
Poor people wear boxers. Or don't wear boxers. But you will be if fine. You said
he's somebody that wants to ghost bank on being poor and let everybody know that I'm poor. That's why I have to make go that's and buy cloud Ankara chasing. And buy... Like, do you know what I mean? So
we should be doing poverty emancipation, so not subjugation, to be honest.
In times where clout chasing is necessary, because I promise you, he probably makes the majority of his income from clout chasing.
That's honestly, that's how he lives.
So yes, he has Twitter blue.
It's necessary for him to be a nuisance and necessary for him to be a clout chaser because it pays his bills that it he's begging for. It does pay
bills. I'm not going to lie. So clout chasing pays
your
bills.
Is there times where it's necessary? Actually, is clout chasing necessary?
Necessary, no. Important, yes. To the person.
Synonyms and antonyms. You have to.
Yeah, you know, when something is necessary, you can't do without it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But when something is important, you can't do without it, but you want it regardless. Mm-hmm. So I feel like clout chasing for certain types of content creator is important because mm-hmm. you do need to be talked about. You mm-hmm. need to be dragged. Mm-hmm. You need your Elon Musk money. You understand? So you have to chase clout. You see some people on Twitter now, they come out, they will just ask really dumb questions. They know the answers to it, but they know it's going to spark a conversation. They will just come and say, should men and women split the bill on the first date? They know
repeat.
that conversation is going to trend. People are going to start talking about it. That's the only reason they don't need answers. You see them replying to, it's happening devil incarnate in the comments. Mm. Then when someone comes with a thesis, they'll be like, but what if
oh my God, another I hate people that play devil's advocates.
The whole, that girl issue with the phone, she asked her dad for an iPhone 8.
Oh my God.
The amount of Twitter influencers that chased clout with that thing.
Also, another thing is, because let's tying it down to that iPhone 8 issue now, a lot of people accuse her of using her family to chase clout. One thing I've noticed about Nigerians as a whole is everybody says, out your oppressors. Till those oppressors happen to be your family or your spouses, then it's cover it. Mm-hmm. This girl expressed that she's going through something. I don't know what conversation led to that or the conversation that I played it for my parents, like my mom and my dad, people said, let me know if we're on this. If I ask you for iPhone, this, is this how you would treat? I played it for my parents. I called my uncle in the UK. I played it for him, like, oh, please, let me get everybody's opinion. And whatever happened, it did not warrant that barrage of insults mm-hmm. that a father dished out to his own child. Now, we can all agree that girl was in a toxic situation. Whatever it was, that situation at that moment was toxic. Mm-hmm. And she came and posted it on social media. Who are you to tell her that she's chasing clout with her family when you're not? What if that is her own way of, you know, expressing herself. So is that
an example of good clout?
I mean, it's so not bad clout.
Actually, perspective. Do you get? Because a typical Nigerian family be like, oh, why do you need to come and put your family's business out? And yash, you're a bad person. That's bad clout. Somebody was like, it's good that you put the situation out because now there's light. We can shed light to the situation.
And give you different perspectives.
I feel like good clout, but it's actually about perspective.
I feel like, meanwhile, I understand the whole thing here. I feel like, as regards good clout, bad clout, it didn't serve the purpose for good clout because the discourse wasn't around emotional abuse children face. People now turned the entire thing
to... That wasn't on her.
And no, it's also on her. I feel like many a times, clout, the nature of the clout is highly dependent on the people that are receiving it. Mm. How they choose to further the message can determine whether it's good or bad clout because someone can look at that video and say, maybe stop abusing your children. Mm. And others can look at the video and say,
bitter.
Why would you be putting your family's issue? The parents don't even flog her enough on top of the emotional. Because I heard this in a group chat that I would not talk further on because I'm shading someone right here, right now.
Oh, okay.
But okay. That's that. But I do not agree with the whole thing. I feel like it was right for her. One thing about us, or we Gen Z people, we do kind of see social media as like an outlet, a mode of expression. So when I hear millennials share their opinions on that particular topic, I'm like, maybe you would not understand this. To you it's clout chasing, but for us, it's just hard telling because I went to the actual post. I didn't watch it from TikTok, from Twitter. I watched it on TikTok where the creator actually posted it. Mm-hmm. In the comments, she was saying things like, don't worry.
She's used to it.
Yeah, this video is even old.
I saw a tweet where she said that, I've seen this thing,
I don't cry, I don't tire. Mm. So this is the nicest thing her father has said to her in a long time. Mm. And she posted the nice one.
So do you feel like clout chasing is also content creating? You know, like some people say, I'm a content creator of fashion, makeup, hair, beauty, whatever. Do you feel like I'm a content creator of clout? You know, like there's even, oh, that guy that I watch on TikTok and he reviews people's issues. Oh my God. What's he called? He'll be like,
what's he do?
He's also an influencer. He's quite short. And he's always talking about other people's issues. And he'll be like, Tosin Silverdam.
Yes, it's him. Tosin Silverdam. Yeah.
Wow. So him, he makes like, Satosin, don't be angry. Your name skips my head.
Be angry.
No, but like he makes, I feel like he picks situations that are trending. Also, they're connected to trending topics and clout chasing. He picks situations that are trending or, you know, in the clout and he makes his commentary on it. And that's his content. Like his whole page is about
him. He's a clout chaser.
No. But I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
That's what I'm saying. So is there a difference? Do you think that people that just use clout chasing and just create pure content from it, what's their partake on it?
So I believe that if you are a gossip channel or gossip blog, there should be some sort of objectivity to your gossip, right? If you are reporting other people's stories, it should be true, at least.
But then that's a journalist. That's a journalist's job.
What he's doing.
He's not saying that he's a journalist. He's saying that he's a gossip blog. So his is to give his own take on the gossip.
When you add blog to your gossip, you are turning into journalism.
No, I don't think so.
There should be ethics. That's my point.
No, there should be. Journalism, but like, in Nigeria. Ethics.
Yes. Wow. Tell the story how it happened.
But then
don't insert yourself to the story. That's where clout chasing comes in. The way Instablog writes their captions. Let's say a random Nigerian girl gets stranded on the road. The way they will caption is Nigerian actress gets stranded on the road Nigerian slave queen. That's they're chasing clout. And that helps them because it pays their bills. But yeah, that's not nice clout.
With Tosin Silverdam. To be honest, or like if you're chasing clout, own it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like you said, there's good clout and then there's bad clout.
Clout is profitable, is what I'm learning from this.
No, but then
I've seen Tosin outside though. He's a big boy. It's a big boy.
Goodness, we greet you.
Big boy. So the clout is paying. I'm sure ads coming.
Mm.
What I even wanted to tie to clout chasing now is, especially like now, we've discussed like clout chasing influencers, clout chasing humans. Now let's talk about clout chasing blogs. A lot of blogs, let's admit, chase clout. That's why we have clickbait. Whether or not they choose to like admit it, they're chasing clout. Do you think that they have a burden of exercising humanity when they're chasing clout? Because now let's tie it down to Linda Ikeji's blog of way, way, way back then.
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching that Real Housewives show and Caroline Danjuma, Caroline Hutchings, was telling Laura how, your sister ruined my life, or she said this about me, she said that about my fam. Do you know I was dealing with? Apparently, because I remember Whiskey Diet who had it out with Linda Ikeji. I do remember that blog back then being, Linda Ikeji was not here with this, Linda Ikeji was not here about this. How now it's, I will tell you Star Blog, I'll tell you Silver. Yeah, back then it was Linda Ikeji.
It's evolved. Linda Ikeji's blog has evolved to, if something's going on, let me be able to turn the perspective before they create the perspective.
What me I even want to know is that, like now, of how it was back then, because it did actually ruin many lives, a lot of people's marriages, celebrities and humans and regular civilians, to be honest. And now, do you think that these blogs owe us any form of humanity with their clout chasing? Because now, let me give a situation now. Let's say a reporter from Linda Ikeji is in a hotel and this man, let's use Uledochi's case for instance. Apparently, his wife found out online that he had married. She found out online with the rest of everybody else that he had married Do you think that these blogs this is what happened with your husband, let's hear your take, let's find out, because it's actually quite inhumane.
So I feel like this example with Yol and his wife, it's not a good example. They don't owe you anything. If you did know, that's your business. But I feel like examples like reporting someone's death before the family is wrong.
Yeah. Or somebody's birth.
Or
take notes.
Yeah, right. That one is.
No, but honestly, I don't care whatever happens. I think if we're talking about
calls him his nanny.
You literally had a photo shoot. Like, I don't know how you turned somebody's death into an opportunity for you to call yourself God of Aries. I be Aries, God of War. But you literally had a photo shoot on the bereaved, I'm going to bring light to the matter. You didn't see it on X. I'm going to bring light to the matter. He had countless photo shoots over this death that happened last month, talking about how I'm going to release the full story. I'm going live by so, 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 and so time. Even down to this Davido's issue, you of like these people had a history before these kids were born. You know that this is something that video was, I think that video was made by Davido's dad.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that is for only family and friends. Yeah. You get,
and,
you
and even ahead, the way Davido reacted posting, in the comments.
You could tell he was really hurt. Yeah, like, my Dolo, I'm so sorry. You don't deserve that.
But yeah. I feel like, yeah, the blogs do that. And many a times, yeah, they report news and it's not factual.
But that's what I keep saying to you. That's they're not ethics. Journalists. They can report. If they want to report today and say that. The fact that
you put blog to your name.
That does
I'm
not.
I'm so sorry.
I feel you like are, if you put news, then we expect some form of factualness. Is news, for me, is the bigger deal. If you say that I'm a news platform or news this, then I expect some factual, because a news is very different from blog. Remember back in the days, is it it's not Blogspot or whatever, Bieber and all these things, MySpace, they're blog spots. You
what's MySpace?
You don't know MySpace. You guys gonna do MySpace? History of blogs. Are you joking? I'm gonna be
I know of MySpace, but I was
MySpace and all these blog spots.
Like Twitter? For millennials.
They're very unserious. Yeah. Very you guys know your history. We can't come and talk about blogs and you don't know how blogs started. Blogs are a space for people to come and share their own personal
hours. Yeah, I get it. Like yeah. Naira Land.
That's what I'm saying. When I hear blog, Naira Metrics, because I know the history of blogs, I don't expect it to be factual. It's literally people's opinion. But if you say you're a news, I'm expecting media some form house. Of
but,
actual
but you know that people will barely, on Twitter, if you're scrolling here, you would see more Insta blog posts
exactly, than you see a newspaper post.
So those are the ones that you see. Those ones you see 16k likes. You go to actual news and you see 2,000 likes. Guys, if you read 2,000, you should thank God.
But we said this already, because bad news sells. That's the reason why they can get away with saying that. Guess what? If they were news,
now, they started saying allegedly these days.
Yes, because they know that we have to say allegedly now, because when people now want to press, want to sue for defamation of character, you say, well, it's an alleged. I wasn't claiming. It's just legal terms. But like, I don't go on Linda Ikeja's page or Lipstick Alley or all these things and think, oh yes, everything on here is 100% fact. I go and say, this is just now. Let me.
That's because you are educated now. You know the difference. But the vast majority, they don't know.
People won't click
anything Instablog says is fact. They even have you, even Gist Lover. Yeah. I think they are private. You have to get accepted to their forum. I didn't know. I tried to follow them one time. Since I didn't like all this. So I heard that the whoever handles it, it sounds like a woman is typing, to be honest. So they have a fan base.
Of Gist?
Yes. Tosin Silverdome has a Telegram channel. So they even have communities of people that are ready to consume their content. Okay. So if these people are chasing clout and are reporting false news or twisting facts, people will believe it as hard truth. If you like, put allegedly
there. Okay, so what's wrong with that? Let me be the devil's advocate. What's wrong with me going to find Gist and enjoying the Gist I'm finding out, whether it's true or not? Why is that? What's wrong with that?
On you, the person that's consuming the Gist is not, it's nothing concerning you. Is the person that's putting it out? The person chasing the clout?
Down to, because I think one, because I mean, the whole conversation about clout chasing Nigeria has mostly been tied to activism. And now let's bring up something very, bring up a person that has been trending quite recently. Very
dark man. Yeah. Is he dark or black? Dark man. I think he's dark. Other.
He's not VDM, white. So, yeah. Very dark man. And he's not white. Yeah, I mean, he's not white. So, yeah. I'm guessing very dark man or very black man. And I mean, in the past couple of months, it's been one conversation after another, one issue after another. Somehow we managed to find you inserted in the conversation, and it has absolutely nothing to do with you. Now, I understand the whole calling out skincare brands, all of this, all of that. I mean, I've never been one to mess with his content because it's come off as very misogynistic, to be honest. And I heard oh, he was a keto, and it's come off as very homophobic. So yeah, sometimes I can know how to be objective. Like when that whole thing happened that he was calling out his skincare brand, I did understand the need for it and all of that. But now, I feel like he's an example of how power can get to your head, and then you cross that line from activism to clout chasing. Because in as much as you claim, oh, I'm not a clout chaser because I don't allow brands run ads, I don't collect money from anybody, you don't have to be collecting money to be a clout chaser, just so you know. There's a power that comes with knowing that if you say one, everybody has added plus one.
Influence.
That's an influence. You don't have to collect ad. If you like, don't follow anybody on Instagram. That's your business. If you like, don't collect money to run ad. That's your business. that I know, I heard he doesn't follow anybody on
no
Instagram.
One cares.
He doesn't collect money. That doesn't mean you're not a clout chaser, just so you know. You don't have to collect money to make a clout chaser. Because the whole, like, it's been one thing after another, from that Jenny's Glow issue to...
I understood the Jenny's Glow issue.
Yeah.
Because I feel like skincare brands in Nigeria need to be held accountable to how their harsh chemicals affect the body. Yes, I get that. But many...
organics.
Yeah. There's a video he dropped, and he was like... There were so many ifs. If you don't have enough dark number, or people, I'll make people not buy your product. If. I feel the wise thing to do if you're not chasing clout is, before you make your video, check if there is actual, like, do they have enough dark number? You check, are the products good? Yes. You look for reviews. Yes. Then you make your video and say, I have heard so this. You do not have enough dark number. Hence, I am calling you out. But how can you make a video calling people out with many ifs? If you do not do this thing right, I will go. So you've not done it. that's where, when he was doing the whole Jenny's Glow thing, because he had a victim. He had someone. So there was a platform for him to be running his activism on. So that wasn't clout chasing. That was him doing the right thing. But when you start doing, I think he sold that to Kim Opera. He sold Kim Opera. I hope Kim's Secret has enough dark number.
Why didn't you check?
Why didn't you check first before? Because now you're putting the brand into a very uncomfortable situation to start proving the authenticity.
Let me do devil's advocate here, right? Let's look at him now.
I just realized I was shouting, my bad.
He's a clout chaser, but let's give him a professional name. Let's say he's a content clout chaser. He's a content influencer clout chaser.
Yeah.
Now, for the sake of the subject, makeup artist, right? If a brand sends me makeup, right? And on the thing it says, this is for matte, it's to matte your face or whatever. I will come on there and say, I'm trying on this product. It says it's supposed to matte. I hope it mats, blah, blah, blah. I would use those same allegedly words that he's using. And then after I've used the product, I can then come back in part and say, by the way, guys, I've now gone to use the product. In his case, I've now gone and checked their page and I can confirm they don't have this. It doesn't mattify my face. It doesn't do this. It doesn't do that. So I feel like...
Well, I think you that's actually different.
Yes, it's different.
No, because technically, there's a thing that came out when we're talking about influencers. Are influencers responsible for what they put out? In the sense that, if you're a makeup artist, if I'm saying this product works on my skin, it might not work on yours.
Yeah,
it does not make me a liar.
That.
But if he's saying, I, as a content creator, have seen this and I'm giving you a review on what I've seen, when I do my research or when I wear the product, I can come back and say, blah, 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 blah. It kind of, as I'm saying, don't just look at him as a clout chaser. If you look at it as content creating, that actually makes sense. I got this product, I've seen this video. I think this, I hope they even have, they're registered. I hope they do this. I hope this product does everything that they did because of what I've seen or what it says. Then you come back and say, I've tried it, or I've gone to the people's page. I see that they're not even registered. They don't even do this. They have all of the, like, so can we now say that he's a complete...
The example you just gave is a review of a product.
Yeah, that's...
It's different. This one is, you are known for calling out brands that do not fit a certain criteria.
Comply with regulations.
Exactly.
And laws.
A government thing. Something that can get a brand to close. If you give me a product and I was like, oh, I just got a PR package from Elvis Cosmetics. I've not
Coming
used
soon.
It, but it says it's supposed to mattify my makeup. I've not used it yet, though, but this is what it's supposed to do. Let me go and use it. I'll make another video. That's different.
That's the same, but if he's a con... Because you guys are looking at him as a nuisance online.
He claims not to be. He says he's not a content creator.
He's not trying.
He's an activist.
Like,
he's the people's voice.
Who's people?
You people.
No.
You understand? Mine. So when I watched that video and when I saw that thing with Kimopra, I was like, honestly, if I had a brand, I would feel some type of way. I would expect you as an activist, right? You go and do your research. Confirm that I don't have NAFDAC number.
Then
when you are sure I don't have a NAFDAC, then call me out. That's the right way to do things.
But
yeah.
But you are not sure. Calls out. Wait.
Now, a lot of if I check this thing, so you did not check. So if you don't have NAFDAC, so you don't know. If you are who is ifing, this is so. And he was calling out. The thing is that he was calling out an influencer for a product that they were influencing. So you are now roping in the innocent influencer and the brand together. For something you are not sure of. Because the way Jenny's Glow went down, you understand? I'm sure every skincare brand is afraid of that guy. So let's not be our tunnel. Let's not be our tunnel. But if you're not sure, don't make the video. Be sure. Because there are many... See, organic skincare in this country... It choke.
The ones that are cooked.
Skin like milk and they put actual milk inside it.
It kills me.
Go for those ones. Be sure. It kills me. Be sure first. Then make your video. I feel like if you're not sure, then you're chasing clouds.
And then also, like, how you know a cloud chaser, in my opinion, to be very honest, is people that are at the forefront of things, but you could just talk.
Yeah, no doing.
You're not doing. I mean, okay, yes, that Jenny's Glow issue. I don't even want to keep using him as an example, but yeah, he followed up with that Jenny's Glow issue. One out of how many? How many other issues? Because I feel like if you're going to talk your shit, you should back it up.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to say, okay, I'm an activist, I'm not a cloud chaser. Yes, we have online activism, we have offline activism, we have different kinds of activism, but your activism cannot just be, oh, I'm talking. Show your workings. What are you doing to help this movement? Even if, okay, fine, you're online. People are out there starting petitions. People are out there crowdfunding. People are out there doing things. But your own is to talk. Honestly, like I said, the line between cloud chasing and activism is very thin. And even people with the greatest intentions, because once you have that power, see, there's nothing like knowing that if I tell you, Shayo, go to that corner and kneel down, you'll kneel down. There's nothing like, oh, having that power where you talk and sheep people opinions, are listening and it's going everywhere. So even it's only Jesus that did not get to his head, to be very honest. Well, the rest of us were humans. There's nobody you want to say, even your pastor, or even your religious leader.
Mm.
At some point in your life, you're a human being. It will get to your head. Mm. Being an activist is not okay. Drawing that line, I'm not going to let this clout get to my head. And I feel like a lot of activists, or a lot of people who have been at the forefront of these conversations, have not been able to draw that line between cloud chasing and activism. Yes, there are some people, I have some wonderful, amazing activists that I love and I respect, i.e. Yabo Ojo. That woman backs up her shit. She talks and she does. And I don't even feel like she talks to talk. I feel like most of the time when she has spoken, it's for accountability.
Reports. I'm reporting what has happened.
People were accusing her, oh, why did you do a live video when you're going to the place? It's the same people that, if I say I've gone there, I'll say, oh yeah, where's your proof, madam? Show receipts. Remember
what they did to Femco?
Yes. During NSARS.
NSARS. Like, the pounds, these girls were the ones sending lawyers to bail people
raising
out.
Raising money.
Then after everything, it's like, ah, you must give us the spreadsheets.
And the people that are shouting spreadsheet did not drop one naira.
You be seeing the followers.
Maybe the people that don't have money to talk. Maybe the people that don't contribute anything to be told.
Because like, we have people that...
So I understand why Yabodo feels the need to go live. Because people, like, if she comes out to say, oh, I went to buy a coffin for somebody, you say, no, somebody donated it. Give us evidence.
Mm.
So, you know, Nigerians, we like to operate like that. So I understand why she will feel the need to go live.
Yeah, so I feel that sometimes we're also... It's not cloud chasing. It's activism with accountability. That's why I said that what accountability is very important. Mm. I'm going live. I'm making videos about this so that you people can see that, fine, if we're raising money for this, so this is where your money is going. If I'm using my own personal money, when I'm coming to tell you that I did this, you can see that, oh, I'm not lying. I did this and I did that. So yeah, it's a very thin line.
Do you think clout chasers should be accountable for the things that they say when it's in general? Do you think they should be held accountable?
Everybody.
So you just said Yabonaz, she held herself accountable and she's a kind of like a reporter, but some people can see as clout chasing. So do you feel like everybody who's under that bracket of clout chasing or between activism and
So I feel like that's what draws the line between a clout chaser and someone who's using their platform for something good. Accountability. Showing workings. You are not just talking, you're actually doing what you say. You understand? So I feel like that's the difference between a clout chaser. A clout chaser is someone that talks, overdoes. Like, what have you done about it? Nothing.
Just talk.
You understand? They try to insert themselves into certain narratives just because it is cool, just because it is trending, or just because they want to be dragged. Because there are some people that have, like, that fetish. They get orgasms from these things because you know you're going to be dragged for this thing. That's the same reason why you said it.
And you know what they say? Ah, you people will drag me for this, but I'm still going to.
Yes,
bruh.
They will drag me, but I said, I said what I said.
I'm a blunt person. I'm very honest.
Yeah, I said what I said. I see, because I feel like I'm more of an X person than any other social media. So cloud chasers are on your TL every single second. Instead of making videos now, everybody has a ring light in their house. So any small thing, there's a video. I don't want to talk about
it. No, please talk about it.
No,
I want you to talk.
It's a safe space.
It's a safe space.
It is.
I want you to talk.
It is, right?
Talk.
No, like the whole issue. Oh my God, Elvis.
Talk. No, Elvis. Talk. We've got this.
I don't got this. So I'm not going to say anything.
No, but talk. No, for real. No, like we're waiting on the conversation. Don't worry, talk. We're here. We're waiting on the conversation.
Oh my God. So well, with the whole Davido issue,
yeah,
and with the whole he liked a post of someone and they felt like it was hate, and came to say, oh, was it an honest mistake on David's part? He didn't mean to like. Then someone enters the conversation, has brought out a ring light and filters, and is making a video and saying that, oh, I feel like that action was clout chasing from Tacha, my bad. Right? Oh my God, don't enter. So I did feel like I love Tacha to death, but I do feel like her actions, it was pure clout chasing. I do feel that there are some things you can ignore, right? Because it no concern you, right? It was an issue between Fina and Davido. Even Fina, on the other hand, I feel like she chased clout a little bit, but it came back to bite, right? Because you cannot go against Davido on Twitter and win. Right? I feel like you guys said you will weigh in and I'll be hearing.
No, I'm hearing, because they will call me and say Elvis.
So Davido liked a hate tweet against Fina. And Fina, everyone started talking about it. Then Fina weighed in. I understand why she came back to say, like, oh, why did you blah blah blah, which is fine. Then Tacha enters the conversation and makes it about herself. Right? And I feel like it was weird because when Tony Bird was moving crazy in the house, she made a tweet and said, if shamelessness was a person, pulling down another woman for something the woman cannot defend herself in real time. So I feel like you coming online to say, oh my God, Elvis, you coming online to say this thing and we can bring receipts of you doing something else is clout chasing.
Yes.
Don't throw stones when you live in a glass house.
Do you feel like there's now, because now you're calling it clout chasing, but is there a similarity between clout chasing and seizing opportunity? Do you get, because if I...
Seizing what opportunity?
Opportunity for people to know who you are.
Like we said, people's intentions. That's what we say about intentions, because she framed it from the angle of, women supporting women.
But she has turned down women.
So do you say that there's a bit of hypocrisy in that, because you're saying you're doing this, but then we have proof of you also dragging down and pulling down another woman. So now it's, are you really supporting a woman or are you clout chasing?
Are you a feminist when it's convenient?
When it's convenient for you. Yeah. I get that.
I think it sounds that way.
Now, but do you think that we as a society contribute to clout chasing? Because let's say for every demand, there is a supply. People will not ordinarily wake up and chase clout. They will not ordinarily come up and lie about stuff or insert themselves in conversations that don't concern them if they know that there's no audience or there's nobody that is willing to be receptive to that thing. Like now, if I'm selling cocoa butter that works for black people's skin, I won't go to the suburb somewhere in the US and say, okay, I'm selling this thing, because nobody is gonna, you get a white dominated environment to go and sell this thing. So do you think that we as a society contribute to encourage it, and we even have this very voyeuristic approach to it, that Gislova has posted, send me the tweet. If somebody posts, this person has posted, send me the tweet, let me look at this link in DM. My guy, look at this. Do you think that we as a society contribute to these things? And
I feel like,
should we continue
should
we continue contributing to these things, and where do we draw the line? Should we stop?
I feel like us as Nigerians like gist. I think it's a gist culture. It's a thing like, Gist Lover has put, it's even in the name, it's like Gist Lover has put, whether it's true or not,
we
it's
love
gist.
Gist, so gist
Let me
lover.
Put it this way, there's actually not a lot of things to do in Nigeria. Like Nigeria is actually not that, like eventful. You work, you go out, it's either the same club, bar, restaurant. You work, club, bar, restaurant. This gist is things, that's, it's like something to talk about. Because if you take out the gist, what else do you talk to people about?
Fuel
you
go to work. Fuel is 1K now. So we can talk about that.
We talk about our cost of living. I don't feel like we've been making enough noise as we need to. The cost of living is so high.
How high it's is so it? High.
Things are falling apart. I need and us nobody to complain. Seems to be talking like, about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we talk about just more than we talk about cost of living. And I feel like it's because, you know, we had a guest previously. It's like there's certain things when it comes to the government, when we make noise, we feel like nothing's going to happen. Mm. We can come here and say, fuel is so high. Like, oh, really? Tomorrow they'll shock us again. And guess what? If we'll we're not saying we want to die, let's all go and unite together and go and do a rally. We're scared for our lives because we really don't know what our government can do. Mm-hmm. So certain things, again, you don't what like do you
go
do?
To court.
You can't go to, they'll come and arrest you. You don't know who's going to bail you out. So the only things that are really safe in your own, I remember all these things are virtual. It's virtual bullying, virtual clout. It's never in real life. Because guess what? Even Blessing CEO said it. She said all the people that chat shit about when they see me in real life, they'll be like, oh my God, hi, please, can I take a picture? Mm-hmm. This is virtual. Mm-hmm. In real life, half these people, I bet you if this happened in real life, this story would have been different. Mm-hmm. They don't have that courage in real life. So I feel like clout in Nigeria, we have a culture of it's just gist. It keeps you going. It's like my life is hard. Fuel is high. Gary is high. Sardine is high. Ekpa is high. Like, everything is high. Uber is even high. Surge is on.
Sardine is high, guys.
Yo, everything is high. Let me just go. Just Lord has posted. Oh my God. Can you see what?
It's like an escape for Nigerians. So a lot of things are going on in the country. So these clout chasers are, quote unquote, a source of entertainment.
Yeah, it is.
Which I agree. To be honest, I feel like, especially Twitter or X, yeah, it'll be boring if we don't have clout chasers. Let's be honest.
But I'm sorry. Why are we as a society wired to making other people's stories? What's like, I don't understand. People, I feel like we as a society, we have this thing where I better pass my neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? Ah, that's how you have people reporting that, oh, I was involved in a ghastly motor accident. 16 people died, but I survived. Help me, thank God. As per, oh, the other people testimony. Were heathens. Like, your testimony is always riding off other people's misfortune. Bad luck and misfortune and demise. So why as we are, because like, I'm saying we, because I'm guilty of it, to be honest. Like, if something is happening on the TL, my friend texts me on iMessage, we'll move the conversation to Snapchat, we're going to, like, I can gossip with my friend on 5 different platforms at the same time, because why? It's not here, but it's here. It's not here, but it's here. So I'm guilty of it. Now, why are we as a society so wired to thinking that other people's misfortune and demise is gist? You're talking about how somebody, got married on his wife, not knowing that there are actual faces behind that story, behind that calamity. Oh, somebody scored away goal. There are actual people that are facing the consequences of these actions. Oh, somebody's business is this. Somebody is stealing money. Okay, well, that money reach to. If you're stealing money, they should gather you around and then handle you. But like, why are we as a society? Like, why is somebody else's demise what makes you happy?
I don't think it's a sense of happiness. I feel like Nigeria is hard, and other people going through bad things or other people going through stuff makes you feel like, Nigeria is hard and yours is hard as well. Jige, like,
you think it's a religious thing?
I think there is a religious, there's a culture, religious I think it's a angle to thing. It, but it's not just religion.
Yeah, I think there's a culture.
We Nigerians, even atheists will tell you, thank God it wasn't me or... Do you get what I mean? You understand? At least it wasn't me. It's not somebody I know. But less you get. Meanwhile, I understand. To be honest, life is boring. And many a times we do need to see someone fall face flat so we'll laugh a little. It's unfortunate, but it's the reality.
That's what I was saying. No, but it's unfortunate, but it's the reality.
Yeah.
Sad as
do
it
you
is.
Laugh at your own fault? I laugh at myself.
Yeah, I laugh at myself sometimes. Like, but it's better to laugh at someone else.
Also, that's important. If you're going to be able to laugh at someone else and have all this mouth, you need to be able to take it back.
That's the thing.
Yes.
A lot of people can't. They can't dish. Yes. If you even breathe in that direction, the head will spark.
Let's bring in this guy. Now, I've forgotten his name, but I call him the red bra guy.
Maduago, or something. Yes. Nigerian actor. That's how
I've never seen him in any movie, even on YouTube, which is the most mainstream platform to find Hollywood movies. But I've never seen you in any movie. So I guess, you're acting. Kudos to you, all the best. You're always very eager to jump on matters, always very eager to talk about things. And one thing I hate about clout chasers is the fact that they don't respect that these things are using to chase clout. Because at the point, this man was chasing clout with I'm gay.
Or he was
trans or something.
Yeah,
you
I remember.
Out here making a mockery of people's existence, people's realities, people's beings. Because, have you no dignity? Have you no morals? And when G-Mike beat you up for running your mouth.
And that was also clout. It was fake too.
I really wish it wasn't.
No, it was fake.
No, but I wish it wasn't.
Oh, you wish it was? Oh, yeah. Because G-Mike had a movie to promote.
Yeah, I saw that movie.
Oh, please. That one, G-Mike was chasing clout too.
I'm not going to get involved with you with that G-Mike conversation because G-Mike do usually beat somebody. online.
Because he will find me.
That film was, yeah, I do like to stay clear of Jemai because if he beat you with his mouth.
Physically.
You said it, not me. It was Elvis Christian.
I've been saying a lot things here. I know there's something in the air that's making me talk.
Yeah, I'm a soft
I feel like you people should know that, this is Elvis talking, not weighing down. You know the thing you guys said,
we will weigh in.
No,
and I had,
till I finished
talking.
We didn't tell you the extent to which we were going to weigh in.
I'll just go private now. Something, I feel like what God cannot do does not exist.
I feel like you played yourself because I would have asked to what extent will you weigh in. We said we're going to weigh in. You didn't ask the extent to which we were going to weigh in.
This is how they treat their guests on the show.
I don't get most. I don't go gym. Nah, if it beats you,
it's nice to know.
Now, but yeah, I get.
I want people that cannot beat back. Yeah, it's okay.
No, but then, like as I was saying, I was asking that. Do you think we should hold these cloud chasers accountable for the consequences?
What will you hold them accountable for? That's
what.
What will you hold them accountable? Because guess what, you are the person that went on their page to watch their video to be triggered.
You should have looked at it and said, "Oh, this is clout. I don't believe it. Don't like, don't share, don't retweet. Mind your business."
Use your data to go on their page or wherever platform is on to go and watch the rubbish. Feel triggered by it.
You entered there yourself.
Knows now, miss, you be telling me something happened. Really? Wow.
Twitter has a mute option and has a block option. If you want to be a saint and go to heaven and you don't want to block people because it's bad, then you don't block, then you mute them. If you mute an account, you will never see a tweet from them again. It's called soft blocking.
But I feel like.
So, wait, So, saying you should hold these cloud chasers accountable, the only way to exempt yourself from the cloud they are chasing is by not following them, not liking them, blocking them, muting them. But you do not do that because it's like a guilty pleasure. We like it, but we don't like that we like it.
Mm.
You understand? So we can't hold anybody accountable. Nobody, you buy data from me. You're not telling me what I'll tweet.
It's easier said than done. Yeah. I get the whole block, like, mute option. Now, I block an account. Somebody screenshots their account and retweets and it gets to my timeline. And it gets to my timeline. Like, I feel like saying that we shouldn't hold them accountable absolves them of a lot of responsibility. And a lot, because let's be honest, there are real faces behind these stories. There are real faces behind these traumas. They're out there chasing clout because it's giving you numbers, giving you engagement. It's giving you $2 of Elon Musk money because the money is not even plenty according to what I've
heard. Yeah,
it's giving you $2 of Elon Musk money. But there are actual consequences. There are actual faces behind these things.
I'm not saying don't hold them accountable. I'm just saying in what retrospect can you hold them accountable?
I feel like
we can't.
We already know, I literally said that in the beginning. Do we have a council culture to cancel these people? And you guys said no. So in this Nigeria of now, how do you hold them responsible?
We can't.
Somebody else drags them. That's how they're responsible. And it's still clout. This person's chatting shit. Okay, somebody else on a bigger platform comes and drags them. This clout. So how you hold them accountable is somebody else on a bigger platform will now come and drag them and they'll now be like, oh, you're chasing clout. It's a cycle.
If you drag them, it's also what they want. Because Twitter now puts the impressions by the side of the tweets now. So the whole, I'm going back to that again, the whole Davido Fina conversation, I was checking the impressions as it was growing. Fina's reply had 5.3 million views as at, let's say, 2 hours from she posted it. So if that was it, see, if it was a normal influencer, you have cashed out. So if it's me, I'll reply again. I would drag Davido so that my money will increase. That's how clout works. So I'm telling you, I don't know how it works on Instagram. I heard they pay Instagrammers abroad, not just Nigeria, not in Nigeria.
Yeah.
But especially Twitter. If anybody's chasing clout on Twitter, I understand.
Everybody seems to be chasing clout on Twitter.
Is the best way to make money? Easy money.
How do I do this thing?
But then I'm all for
just go on Twitter now and say, women don't have sense. Yeah. They will drag you.
Obviously, I cannot. I am a believer.
Something
I don't
like, who gave you? Like, it's, and the funny thing
is, just joking.
You remember, when, like, another angle of chasing clout was, especially Twitter people, and when someone's sex tape drops.
Oh God! Like I think I'm so happy you brought that up. To be very honest,
the way X people eat it up. All you have to just tweet is, "I have the link." Finish.
Damn.
That's all. You start seeing people on that. Like,
I'm sorry, but you know what kills me about the sex tape conversation?
Stuff for that? Isn't that?
It's a crime, but weird.
But you know what kills me about this sex tape conversation is because it's actually porn.
Yeah.
Like there's better scripted, better filmed HD 4K 1040p videos that you can
with
watch
real actors,
with real
consenting
actors,
adults,
with all, consenting adults with so many toys and views and opinions and all
that you will
links
even enjoy.
To watch other videos. You can even it's self paced. You can pace yourself as you're watching it. But you get so I'm just saying that. But you get so thrilled watching somebody's video.
Out of their,
so I feel like people tend to have a thrill for that lack of consent. The fact that this person didn't willingly share the video, that's the extra thrill plus the sexual pleasure. So it's 1 + 1, 1,000 for them. Because if it's porn, this person, it's just, I can see 1 million videos of this girl or of this guy or of the both of them because I heard they do more collabs these days. You understand? I didn't hear, mommy. But if it's a sex tape, it's once. That one video, and you won't see that person in that light again. So that's the thrill for them. It's unfortunate.
I don't like it,
but you know, it's quite unfortunate. But so what happened?
I feel like one person has recovered and they did a mighty great recovery.
Who?
Auntie Tiwa.
That's because she controlled the narrative. It's different.
But you
she controlled the narrative. Wait, so Tiwa, wait, I feel like Tiwa, people tend to use Tiwa's example as is she came outside and said, oh, they're trying to blackmail me. But people were already expecting a sex tape. So it killed that thrill because she has consented, quote unquote. Not real consent. You get what I mean?
I want a real.
You get what I mean? Not like she didn't say yes, but we already know. Exactly. We already know. She made us aware that something may come out. But imagine she didn't see anything, they just wake up one morning, bam. It's a bigger thrill. Everyone's talking about it. That's why it didn't last. Moyo Lawal, I think the actress, we don't really know her for acting. I don't really know her as an actress. I've never seen her in a movie. My bad. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I've never seen her in a movie. That's the first time I was ever hearing of this. I always see her in Bobrisky's snap. So I thought she was one of those society women that Bobrisky hangs out with.
I know she's been acting for a while now. I think especially in Love Yoruba. Successful movies? Yeah, Yoruba.
In cinemas.
Move on. Carry on with what you're saying.
My bad. Right.
You're very shady.
I'm not shady. These are true questions.
But you are.
So I didn't know this lady, right? So I heard that she has a sex tape and that was what made a lot of people, because she's not really popular like that, is she? It's for you people's generation, my bad.
Who's you people?
I'm sorry, but number one, I'm Gen Z, very early Gen Z. Secondly, did you have DSTV growing up?
Yeah?
You didn't have DSTV growing up.
I still do.
You didn't watch African Magic? You were more the, I don't know, what were you watching?
I beg, this clout chaser,
I said, no, I'm chasing clout, wow. To be honest, I didn't even know the lady. You understand? So it was like a reawakening. So I had to go to her, I didn't watch the video. I went to her page, I was like, oh, she has a follower, she's popular. She was trending over and over and over.
Yeah.
If she had come outside to say that, oh, I have a sexy, people would be like, who is this one? You understand? Because it was a surprise factor. There's that thrill that, oh, she didn't consent to this video. Let's see what she is like when she's not a celebrity. And there is even a meme of the guy on Twitter. The guy kept on making in the video. So people take a screenshot and it's a meme.
I've made it a point of like, if I see it, I won't watch it. If I see someone posted this thing, like, before I just block you, like I'll go out on my way to block you and report it, then block it because just a very evil thing that you're doing. But like we said, in this Nigeria, the line between clout chasing and activism is very, very, not just even in Nigeria, I feel like anywhere, to be honest, the line between activism and clout chasing is very thin. I don't even think that your intentions define it, to be honest, because you can be very delusional. A lot of people are quite delusional, thinking, and then people have a savior complex. I think that's what I call it. Stop giving yourself savior complex. There was one person now, speaking of savior complex, there was one person at that time some years ago that called himself the king of feminism in Nigeria.
Solomon Buchi.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And that called himself the king of feminism in Nigeria. I feel like a lot of
king
people
of feminism.
That you see that cloud chasers have mad savior complex, and it just makes that's what they lose, because like I think this person that we mentioned, the very dark man, has a savior complex, and that savior complex has got into his head, and that influence, that's why it's no longer activism. If it ever was, it's now spilling on borderline like cloud chasing, to be honest, because I feel like even when you're cloud chasing, exercise humanity a bit and be very wise about it. There are some things you don't chase clout on. Like death. It's not something to chase clout on.
Yeah.
You're out
that's
there.
Serious, really serious
a
things.
Life was lost. You shouldn't be chasing clout of somebody on somebody else's demise. That's just horrible. Or saying that somebody whispered to you in a vision that you saw the dead person, the person came and sent you to do this. As per who that you are, Josephine the dreamer or what?
You are? Not Josephine the dreamer.
No, but I want to know, who are you to come out and say like, you're These are people's grief.
Yeah.
And you want to monetize. You can't enjoy that money. I'm sorry. You can't enjoy that
money. The money won't even come. That's the thing.
It won't come in Jesus' name.
If it comes, it'll go quicker than
to be honest, in real life, the money will come.
That's
the
same
thing. They will come. That's why they make money from clout. That's why there is. When people chase clout here, to St. Silver Dam, and they're ending the video, like, watch out for part two. They know part one will eat. They are sure it will go viral. So they're and the thing is that, like you said, the Nigerian populace, we enforce these things. We like it. Unfortunately, it's something that's a sort of entertainment for most people. Yeah, that's why TMZ is TMZ.
That's why Shade Room.
We even think we chase clouts.
That's why I said that. I don't think we chase clouts.
Go like, to the comments of yeah. Go to Shade Room's comments. Yeah. You'll be seeing things that you're like, haba. You see, you go to the app. See, one time, yeah, this happened on Instablog. I saw a very, very vile comment. I can't remember what was said. So I tapped on the page. I was like, Jesus Christ, this is intense for somebody you don't know. So I tapped on the comment and I went to the page. The bio, guess the first thing.
Christian, mother.
Lover of God.
Yeah, always.
And they the page, the and her page, every single picture on this woman's page, her and her two kids, two girls. It looks like they used a POS to take the picture, but it was still her and her children.
I would have said scientific cocker.
but honestly, the pictures were bad, but it was still her. So it shows that this woman is a lover of God, probably prayer chapel leader in church, or I don't know if they have that in the mosque. I don't know if she's a Christian.
I don't even think you have to have a lot of influence to be a cloud chaser, to be honest.
Six followers that are chasing clouds. Just so that they will have that screenshot.
Do you think
they
realize they're chasing clout? Sometimes I feel like they're just chatting shit. They're just being the Lulu.
They know. You can't chase clout and not know you're chasing clout. It's impossible.
Yes, this woman here with her two kids and her POS picture, you think she's like, I'm going to make this comment and I'm going to go viral and I'm going to make them. Money.
You're an influencer. Don't you see people like, you see people in comments and they're like, oh, like, use my comment as a unlike button.
Leave my comment as a dislike button.
They want the likes. They get validation from the amount of replies to their comments.
They get a thrill, especially those keypad warriors. I think keypad warriors are like really cloud chasers as well. Because how will a celebrity, not even a celebrity, how will somebody post a picture? If you don't like it, like you said, waka pass. Mm-hmm. Somebody posted a picture and you're coming to write hot takes and theses inside this thing so that they will screenshot and post, oh, kiniko, reply, stroke, kiniko. That's all you will ever be. Yes, a troll.
Honestly, and to you, troll is bad. You are the one that is educated, well-knowledge. You are the one that knows that a troll is a bad thing. They enjoy it. The fact that Instablog posted her mean comments to somebody is good for her. Guy, you don't see, I did Instablog. I don't reach this. I hear it a lot. Share your video don't reach Instablog. Your video don't reach Gistlover. It's a thing for these people. So, and we as a society, we enforce it. We make it interesting.
What do you want to be when you grow up? I want to comment on Instagram. God, we have fallen as a society.
People have made... Daniel Riga made his... He's now an influencer on X, right? Yeah. And he got his fame from his hot takes on people's comment section. That's how he got popular. So you can actually blow. You were looking for how to be an influencer. So like,
If I'm gonna be an influencer, I'll be on something serious, not to be chatting shit on other people's lives.
But a fast track way to get.
I don't want to fast track because guess what? As quick as you go up is as quick as you come down. If you're gonna,
that is what they told us in Sunday school.
I don't want to be known for. If I'm gonna be known for an influence, I want to be like lifestyle, makeup, travel, food, things that I genuinely enjoy and it does not harm others. If I go ahead and say, see, I'm just gonna eat at. I'm trying not to name a restaurant. I just got to eat at this place. And to be honest, I didn't really enjoy the food.
Harm their business.
But guess what? If your food is shit, your food is shit. That's the difference. You can now say, you know what? Thank you for your feedback. What did you like? Oh, we're going to change our menu and re-invite me back and I'll re-review. That's constructive criticism. It's different from, I'm going there to say, what was that place that they dragged the daylights? I can't even say because, anyway, they dragged the daylights out of this room. I said, every time I went on, they just dragged them any bad. In fact, I've not been to that place because I'm so scared that if I even experience anything bad, I'm going to let everybody know that, yes, you're right, they have not changed.
There are also food creators that are cloud chasers. There are food content creators that are cloud chasers.
I don't think you should make it louder.
There is this particular popular food critic. Yes.
Yeah, I'm not
saying a quote unquote food critic. Yes. I feel like if you're a food critic, you should at least know how to cook.
Who told you food critics can't cook?
This one I'm talking about said that they don't know how to cook. I don't want to use their actual pronouns.
I don't need to.
The scenario is They went to a school canteen.
Yeah.
And were criticizing the canteen for arranging the food.
Arranging the food.
Like
now.
The presentation.
But it's like
you are scoring if you are lucky they put
don't go to McDonald's
but
and
when you review food you review food based on certain criteria.
There are metrics that fit a particular place. You cannot go to
McDonald's
a roadside,
and expect the same layer sexy fish.
You put a bay leaf
or go
on
to
top
Chicken
of your,
Republic
on
it's
top
like
of your
Chicken
sauce
Republic
for presentation.
But if we don't have these standards, wouldn't just
no
the standards are not the same for every food outlet. You cannot go to Eric Kesa.
Oh, wait, I don't know who I actually talk about. Let me not ever talk too
much. No, this person, no.
I don't know who I
was talking
about. I just want to say I do not know who I was talking about.
So this person went to a food canteen. I think it was Babcock or Covenant. I started saying that they didn't like the food presentation because they put the spaghetti and the sausage on top of each other.
Why did your canteen say
why did you go to the canteen?
Oyinda,
you should have gone to...
Oyinda, you can't go to Chicken Republic and expect the same type of customer service when you go to somewhere
like... You're paying 500 naira for egg
stole money.
No,
yeah,
exactly.
But
if I'm going to Chicken Republic and I'm buying nice for 1.8, I expect
Anyways,
guys, thank you for tuning in on Clout Chasing. I think some people need to be honest about their Clout Chasing us friends. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Elvis. This has been so great having you.
I'm aware.
Elvis, I'll see you.
You can't say
it.
Where's the camera? You're not going to send anything nice back to us. Yeah, well. I take it back.
No,
why would
I say something nice? This girl's made me spill.
Spill what?
I told me we will weigh in.
I weighed in.
And the weighing in was,
What, did we not weigh?
That's no weight. There's no weight to that.
Sorry, there's no weight.
All right, don't worry. This is how they treat the guests on the show.
But yeah, guys, thanks for watching. We hope you enjoy the episode. So
wow,
yeah,
you're disrespectful.
Yeah, we hope you enjoy the episode. I will see you on the next episode
Bye,
of Terms and Conditions.
Bye.
Bye. Au revoir.